This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome to the show. This is not only my third hour of my radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, but this is hour number one, what I call my power hour, my most important hour because I'm on national radio and national TV. It's my hour on Newsmax television, 50 million homes, DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, you name it, all kinds of ways to listen to us, Apple TV and Google TV and this TV and that TV, Roku TV and YouTube. You can watch us stream live on YouTube and, of course, Newsmax TV. TV.com. There's all kinds of ways millions of people can watch us. And so this is the hour. And I'm very proud that Bill O'Reilly has been on this show this week three times. Last week, I believe, three times. And some weeks he'll be on four times. Just it's become a great honor to have the king, the former king, and now presently back again as the king of cable news on my show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Bill O'Reilly. Love having him on. All right. Let's talk about my commentary that will be in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's called Everybody Hates Trump. And by the way, my commentaries often get picked up by RealClearPolitics.com and wind up being headlines all over the great United States. Everybody Hates Trump. What a two-week period for President Donald J. Trump. They're all rooting against him, thereby, by default, hoping America and the U.S. economy and middle-class jobs either fail or fall short. And it's not just Democrats. It's virtually everyone in power, in government, in the establishment. Economists are rooting for Trump to fail. Democrats are rooting for Trump to fail. Ivy League eggheads are rooting for Trump to fail. The media is rooting for Trump to fail. Hollywood celebrities like Bill Maher are rooting for Trump to fail. And the deep state is rooting for Trump to fail. And the whole D.C. swamp, including the GOP establishment, think about John McCain and Paul Ryan, are rooting for Trump to fail. The entire welfare industrial complex, meaning anyone and everyone among the 110 million Americans on some form of welfare or government handout, is rooting for Trump to fail. Everyone in the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez fan club, i.e. those who hate America, hate capitalism, and want everything for free. Cortez wants free college. She wants free Medicaid for all. She wants universal income, meaning free welfare checks for everyone. She wants free abortions for all. She wants to abolish ICE, meaning a free ride for every illegal alien in the United States of America. I call it the EIM crowd, Embrace Insanity Movement, EIM. They're all rooting for Trump to fail. But a funny thing is happening. Even though everyone seems to hate Trump, they don't. You see, in the midst of all this hate, which is all the liberal, biased, mainstream media is willing to show you, hate, hate, hate towards Trump, Trump's popularity is expanding and exploding upward. First, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll came out this week. Trump's approval is the highest of his presidency. Among members of his own party, it's the second highest in history. Trump beats Reagan, Obama, JFK, Bill Clinton among voters from their own party. He's at 88% popularity within the Republican Party. JFK couldn't do that, Obama couldn't do it, Bill Clinton couldn't do it, and Ronald Reagan couldn't do it. And then the Gallup poll came out the next day, same result, Trump's highest approval rating ever. And then the American Barometer poll by Harris X came out, same result, Trump's highest approval ever. All of these polls came out after the Helsinki summit, after our own hysterical, screaming liberal publisher here in Las Vegas, Brian Greenspun of that Vegas paper, it's called the Vegas Sun, that never sells a copy. It comes free inside the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the conservative newspaper. Never sells a copy, never sells an advertisement. He wrote the headline, Is Trump a Traitor, last Sunday. Can you imagine the nerve of these hysterical, fantastical, crazy liberals? After a nonstop media blitz about Michael Cohen's tape recordings of Trump's supposed misdeeds, these polls came out after that, They came out after he called him a traitor. They came out after images of children separated from mothers and comparing Trump's border policy to Nazis. These polls came out after liberal pundits by the hundreds panned Trump's performance in Russia, in Helsinki with Putin, and called for his impeachment. In the aftermath of all those terrible things that were in the news 24 hours a day, Trump has the highest approval ever. How do you like that one? And only then did the great news come rolling in. After these polls, the great news came rolling in. Can you imagine what his polls will look like after people absorb the good news? First of all, Trump beat NATO. They capitulated and agreed to spend $33 billion more, saving taxpayers $33 billion, American taxpayers. Trump beat the EU, the European Union. They capitulated and agreed to massive concessions on soybeans, on energy, and on tariffs. Trump beat North Korea. Kim Jong-un just this morning turned over the remains of 55 hero American soldiers missing since the Korean War. Can you imagine if it's your son, your grandson, your great-great-grandson, or somebody that you loved, and they've been missing for all these years, and Trump got them home? Trump's on his way to a Nobel Peace Prize. And then the best news of all this morning, the government issued the GDP, 4.1%. GDP, gross domestic product, economic growth. I told you. Did you watch the show? I told you so. I was screaming when the show was in its waning moments. I said, wait till tomorrow morning. Great news coming. It's going to be above 4%. Could be as high as 5. But it's going to be above 4, and it's going to be like Reagan-like GDP growth. And the liberals laughed at him and said, you can never get to 3%. And Trump got to 4.1%. And that's what the American people care about. They care about jobs. They care about the economy. They care about economic growth. They care about small business. They care about big business. They care about the stock market. This is what people care about. Not abortion on demand, and not universal income for everyone, and not abolish ICE, and not free college for all, and not free Medicaid for all. They care about the economy. They want food on the table. They want a chance to earn a living and be proud of themselves. Normal people do. The type of people that either vote Republican or at least potentially could vote Republican. I realize there's millions of poor people in this country that love welfare, never want to work, haven't had a job in their lives, never want one, and they're not even potentially Republican voters. They're going to vote Democrat the rest of their life. So write them off. I don't have to worry about them. No Republican candidate has to worry about them. But 4.1% GDP means something to real Americans with real jobs or who want real jobs. It's the fastest economic growth in years. It's the second highest since 2003. And the Trump economy is in overdrive. And we're just getting started. See, I've got a lot of smart economic guru buddies, like my friend Kip Herridge. He was on the show just yesterday on the radio show. Like my friend Mark Skousen of FridaFest, another brilliant financial guy, financial newsletter guy, economist. Kip Herridge, Mark Skousen, same kind of guys. Brilliant. And my friends looked at the GDP report. And you know what they found? They tell me it will almost certainly be revised upward, probably to about 4.5%. That's what happens. The Labor Department puts out the numbers, or the government puts out the numbers, and then they revise them in a month. And they, under Obama, they always revise them down. Under Trump, they almost always revise them up. So you're going to see these numbers changed upward, they believe, from looking at the signs inside that GDP report. They think the 4.1 is going to go up, probably to 4.5. And they see signs in that same report that tell them that GDP in the third quarter, the next quarter, is going to be 4% or higher as well. And at that point, if that happens, back-to-back 4% GDP quarters, we are in an historic Reagan-like economic turnaround, the likes of which no one has seen since Reagan. And here's one detail you'll never hear on the evening news. As of today, Friday, 246 of 500 S&P companies on the stock exchange have reported earnings with what can only be described as stunning results. 86% of companies reporting have beaten Wall Street estimates with an average EPS growth of 27.1%. Can you imagine what's about to happen to Trump's approval after all this great news gets out there and people have a chance to absorb it? Yes, everyone hates Trump except the American people who work for a living and love this country. So turn off the fake news at low-rated CNN, Nickelodeon has more viewers than CNN. There is no blue storm. Don't believe the lies. Don't believe the lying pollsters. The silent majority loves and appreciates Donald Trump, and that's why a Trump red wave is coming in November, and then in 2020, we're going to finish them off for good. Red wave coming. Republican victory coming. Can you imagine the face of this kind of news? Democrats are unhappy. They complain all day, and GDP is flying. Wow. All right, let's take some calls. Nothing but good news out there. Let's take some calls. We've got Mary Rose on line one from Chicago, Illinois. Mary Rose, a regular caller of the show. How are you, darling? What's on your mind?
Hi, Wayne. How you doing?
Very good.
You know, I just wanted to tell you with Facebook, you know, about being censored. I'm a nobody, okay? And I wished you a happy birthday because, you know, I get your pages. I haven't the last couple of days. And now, when you, you know, attach a picture,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden they want my approval to go in my gallery for the pictures. Now, my husband also has a Facebook. His is not like that. Now, this just changed just like in the last 2 days they did this.
And I had problems in the last 2 days. My site was frozen. I couldn't put a post up on my one
really?
Fan page, which has 40,000 fans. I couldn't put a post up.
Really?
I'm telling you, they're absolutely ruining conservatives. They're doing this on purpose. Terrible.
It's unbelievable.
But at least they, listen, they're getting payback. Yesterday, their stock went down by $119 billion, the most in one day in the history of the world. And today, Twitter was down by 20%. Twitter's
yep.
absolutely shadow banned. I mean, worse than Facebook. I'm on national TV and national radio. I can't add a fan. You think maybe they're screwing with me? You think maybe? Wow. Terrible stuff. Mary Rose, isn't it funny? You could figure it out. Everybody could figure it out. You don't have to have an Ivy League degree. You don't have to come from Harvard to figure out that they're screwing us over at Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. They suspended Alex Jones today in InfoWars. And I don't always agree with everything he says or does. Some of the things sound a little bit too far out to me. But you can't suspend him. It's called free speech. Wayne Allyn Root War Now. Mary Rose, thanks for the call. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
War now! Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve of the 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, another great day in Trump land. Can you imagine North Korea Kim Jong-un turned over the 55 remains of American heroes just as he promised at the summit to Trump? Trump did it again. He's also been dismantling Kim Jong-un, his nuclear facilities, just as he promised to Trump. Everyone made fun of Trump. Everyone said Trump shouldn't do it. Everyone said he shouldn't be on the world stage with a killer. Everybody said the guy would never, ever do what he said he was going to do. Trump got him to do what he said he was going to do. Trump should win the Nobel Peace Prize. Trump's like me. He's a riverboat gambler. I've been in the gambling business most of my life. He's been in the gambling business. I've been in the reality TV business. I've been in the entrepreneurship business. Trump's been in the reality TV business, the entrepreneurship business. Trump's been a celebrity on TV. I've been a celebrity on TV. Started my career hosting five shows at CNBC, the five most popular shows at CNBC Sports on weekends. And so we both had very similar careers, both in New York. I'm a riverboat gambler like him. I'm a gunslinger like him. I understand what it takes to be successful. You got to take a chance in life. So they all said, don't do it, don't do it. Something terrible could happen. And he did it, and something good is happening. And now the 4.1 GDP, gross domestic product, we're flying. Compared to Obama, who in his entire 8 years, not 1 year was ever over 3%, the first president in the history of America, not since George Washington, had anybody accomplished something so horrible as Barack Obama. The man killed the economy. So when you heard my commentary, and you heard me say that we got a publisher in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, of a very liberal newspaper named the Las Vegas Sun, and that publisher, Brian Greenspun, actually dared to put a headline up, "Is Trump a Traitor?" Can I give you an answer on national TV, Brian? I'll try and resist giving you the finger or using any curse words. I'll just tell you, in your face, my friend, do you know what the definition of a traitor is? It's someone who purposely wrecks the American economy. It's someone who produces the worst GDP in the history of America on average for 8 years. I believe it was 1.4% average for 8 years, the same exact number as the 1930s Great Depression. And in order to do it, here's what's amazing. We didn't have welfare or food stamps or disability or all the other things. Social Security didn't exist. Medicare didn't exist. We didn't spend money. Government didn't have money in the 1930s. Obama spent trillions and trillions of dollars and dug us $10 trillion in the hole in order to produce the worst GDP, meaning the worst economic growth, in the history of America, tied with that Great Depression, where they spent no money. Everybody was on welfare under Obama. Everybody was on food stamps. There were no tent cities. There were no starving people. There were no bread lines because Obama gave everybody checks and EBT cards. And so with the most spending in history and the most welfare in history, he still produced the worst economy in history. You know what I call that guy? That guy is a traitor. He's a traitor to the middle class. He's a traitor to small business. He was a traitor to Wayne Root when he sicked the IRS used the government to try and destroy his critic, Wayne Root, because I dared admit that I went to Columbia with my classmate, Barack Obama, but never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know a single person there that ever saw him, ever heard of him, ever met him, and have interviewed professors and no one ever saw him, ever heard of him, ever met him. And I dared to say that on national TV, and he sicked the IRS on me, which is a crime. Even if you don't like what I said, even if you're a liberal and you think I shouldn't have said it, by the way, I'm just telling the truth, but even if you don't like it, it's a crime to sick a government agency purposely to persecute a critic of yours. He used the government, he weaponized the government to destroy his opponents and his critics and GOP donors. That's a traitor. So before you go throwing words around like that, maybe you should look in the mirror. Oh, I forgot. That's Saul Alinsky's philosophy. If you're liberal, you're commie, you're socialist, you're Marxist, you're a loser who hates America, look in the mirror and whatever you are, accuse the other guy. So if your people are traitors, accuse Trump of being the traitor. Ah, that's what Brian Greenspun was doing. Saul Alinsky philosophy. Obama was the traitor, or at least exhibited, I won't call him a traitor, I won't go that far. He exhibited the traits and the policies and the results of a traitor. You might think he was a traitor. It's possible he's just the single dumbest, most incompetent president in the history of America, and he produced all this by mistake. He might just be an idiot. I don't think so. I think he's a bright guy, and he did it on purpose. He wanted to hurt capitalism, and he wanted to redistribute the income. All right, this segment of the show, by the way, I didn't mention, sponsored by the Landis Tax Group, because when the IRS came after me, perfect segue, I hired Sam Landis, and he saved my life, and he could do it for you, too. Give him a call, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, numerically 800-934-3578. Sam Landis, the Landis Tax Group, sponsored this show. They sponsored my radio show for the last 2 years now, my TV show. Great people, and they're out to help conservatives fight the IRS so that you don't get screwed over. 800-934-3578. They come with my 5-star recommendation. It doesn't get any better or any classier than Sam Landis, a great gentleman and a great friend of this show. Tell Sam I sent you. Wayne Reed sent you. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. All right, we'll be right back. We'll take nothing but your call. Second half of the show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The UN command said today that 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea would be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. A U.S. military plane flew to pick up the remains, and Congressman Lee Zeldin talks about our communications with the North Koreans.
It's certainly an important sign of progress. You're seeing a commitment being fulfilled. It's important to note that North Korea was making concessions before The talks even took place. Mm-hmm. They stopped their provocative missile testing and development.
CBS CEO Les Moonves is accused of unwanted kissing and touching in an article that was published today in The New Yorker. CBS stocks fell on the news, and also CBS has said they're going to be investigating these allegations. And President Donald Trump denied knowing Friday that he knew in advance about a meeting at Trump Tower between a Russian lawyer and Donald Trump Jr. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Those who watch the show, I hope you could see that I have metamorphosized like the butterfly. I have come out of my cocoon, and I'm thinner, and I'm younger, and I feel better. Cinegenics gets the credit for that. We're on national TV, so I can't make it up. I'm telling you, Cinegenics is a great company. They've been in business since 1997, 21 years. They happen to have 21 clinics, 21 years in business, 21 clinics all over the United States and North America, including right here in Las Vegas. And they came to me and said, we'd like to sponsor your radio and TV show. We want to make your listeners and your viewers healthier. We want to reverse aging. We want to stall aging. We want to defy aging. And so I said, good. And they said, let you be the guinea pig. I said, good, let's do it. And so 1 month after they tested me, every single problem that they found, and thank goodness there weren't a lot, and they weren't huge problems. They weren't anything that couldn't be turned around quickly. But I was pre-diabetic, and I was insulin-resistant, and they turned it all around in 1 month with their program. The diet they gave me, the vitamins they gave me, the exercise they gave me, and most importantly, hormone therapy they gave me, and they turned everything around in a month. Can you imagine what the numbers are going to look like in 2 months and 3 months and 4 months? And so Cinegenics, you get a free, no-obligation consultation. If you want to be younger, if you want to look younger, if you want to feel younger, guess what? Make the phone call. If you don't want to look younger, if you want to look older, don't call. Simple as that. How many of you want to be older? Raise your hand. Don't call. How many of you want to look lousy? Raise your hand. Don't call. How many of you want to be fat? Raise your hand. Don't call. How many of you want to be thin? Call. How many of you want to look great? Call. How many of you want to defy aging? Call. How many of you want to look and feel 20 years younger? Call. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Younger. And tell them Wainwright sent you and you want the Wainwright special. Simple as that. Free, no obligation consultation. Find out what it's about. Cinegenics or register online at Cinegenics.com. 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 Thank you for all you did for me. It is fantastic. I want to live a long time so I can fight the Obamas and the Hillary Clintons with everything I got, with every ounce of energy for many, many more years to come. All right, let's grab some calls. We got, let's start with Marie in Minnesota on line four. Marie, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm good. How about yourself?
I know you're good because Minnesota in July is beautiful. Now, there aren't many months in Minnesota that I think are beautiful. Just like maybe part of June, all of July, all of August, and then it starts getting cold again quick. So enjoy it while you're in it.
Got a man up. It's beautiful in the winter.
All right. Well, enjoy the summer while you're in it. So what's on your mind,
Marie? There aren't any bugs in the winter.
That's true. You got big bugs in the summer. All right, Marie, what's on your mind?
I just want to say that I am so proud of our president. He is a true patriot. And also, I am really sad the day that he will no longer be our president.
Well, let's hope that's a long way off. That should hopefully be 6.5 years from now. But yes, that
would be
very sad.
Well, I know, but after that, then what's going to happen? That's what scares me.
Yeah, nothing good, probably. I mean, after Reagan, we did get George H.W. Bush, who was not great, but at least he was better than a Democrat. So we did get four more years after Reagan. So maybe we'll get Vice President Pence for 4 or 8 years after
Trump. I know it.
Let's hope. Turn your cell phone off, Marie.
Yeah, I know. I don't know who's calling me, but
they're probably calling to say they're watching you on TV. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, Marie.
No, I just wanted to say that that Russia thing is really getting old, and maybe if Hillary wouldn't have had that private server, maybe they wouldn't have been able to tap into all that information.
There you go. There you go. Common sense from the heartland of America, Minnesota. By the way, did you tell me to man up? Did Marie tell me to man up? Did you really say that?
Well, I meant about the weather. That's the only thing I meant. No.
I'm already manned up. I'm okay, Marie.
No, you're doing a wonderful job.
I'm just kidding with you. I'm just kidding.
If you ever get the chance to talk to our president, our wonderful president, will you tell him that not everyone in Minnesota is an idiot?
Well, and by the way, as long as I got you on the line, I got to ask you this question. Minnesota is the heartland of America, some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Look at you. You're such a nice person. Why is Minnesota liberal Democrat? Could someone explain that to me?
That's I can't tell. I have to call you and tell you off the air because, I'd be called so many names. I can't.
Well, it's probably Minnesota people are all Scandinavian in background, right? And Denmark, Sweden, Finland, they're all like accepting all the Muslim refugees. They're all big liberal socialist countries, I guess.
They're taking over Minneapolis, St. Paul.
It's unbelievable. The Scandinavian heritage. You're all too nice. You believe in open borders, letting everybody in. Man,
no,
that doesn't make sense.
Build the wall, yeah. I bet you all them Democrat people have a wall built around their place.
There you go. So you obviously haven't seen my famous article that has gone viral all over the United States. It's about the fact that I live in Las Vegas in a place called Anthem Country Club. It's actually technically Henderson, Nevada, but it's right next door to Vegas. And Anthem is surrounded by walls and gates and armed guards, and you need government-issued photo ID to get in. And guess who lives next door to me? Harry Reid, United States Senator. So I just laugh because you're exactly right. All these Democrats live in walled, gated communities with armed guards all over their properties, and yet they want you to live without guards, without guns, without walls.
Yep. There'll be a cold day in hell and it take my guns away.
Well, a cold day in hell could be coming up fast when you live in Minnesota. It's 40 below zero, right? That's a cold day. All right, Marie.
Oh, yeah.
Marie, thanks for the call. Did she tell me to man up? Thanks for the call, Marie. Let's take Matthew in Topeka, Kansas, line 3. Matthew, you're on with Wayne Root, more heartland of America. What's happening, Matt?
Hello, Mr. War. NBC and Newsmax both reported that in 2015, the growth rate of the United States of America was 5% under Obama.
Yeah, they met in the quarter. They met in the quarter, not in the year. There was one good quarter.
They had to accumulate 3 or 4 quarters to get to 5% if they were going to do that.
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it? Because he averaged 1.4, I think it was, for the entire 8 years. Where did they ever get a 5% quarter with Obama? I have no idea.
They added up the quarters. It was 1.48%, by the way. But, yeah, you're right. And NBC and Newsmax are saying it was only 5% in 2015 under Obama. I mean, talk about disinformation, sir.
Well, have you looked it up? I should have looked it up because the minute I saw it, I knew that sounded bizarre. Did you look it up?
I did, and the first two things on Google said it was 5%, and then I had to dig down a couple pages until I found the right pages that showed what the truth was.
So do you have a breakdown of all four quarters in that year, 2014, so you could prove to me one of them was not 5%? It couldn't have been. So what were the four quarters? Do you know? You have it in front of you by any chance?
Oh, gosh.
I'll look. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay, Matt. Now you've inspired me. In the break, I'm going to look. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you the four quarters in 2014 under Obama. And if none of them were five, then we're all getting total misinformation from the media. Total lies, if that's the case.
Total. I mean,
it doesn't sound right to me.
They would have had to add them up and say, oh, that's the way it was.
Well, I mean, it is. Matt, look, I'll be honest. It is possible that Obama had all these horrible quarters for 8 years, but one quarter was good during the entire 8 years, and maybe that was it. But I don't remember any 5% GDP ever under Obama. I don't know where that came from.
Nope.
So I agree with you. It's unlikely, but it's possible. I'll look it up. I'm going to find out in the break. As soon as we're about 4 minutes in the break, and that's the first thing I do, Chris, make sure you remind me as we're going to break. Wayne, look up GDP 2014. Matt's inspired me. That can't be right. When did Obama have a 5.2% GDP quarter when he averaged 1.4 for 8 years? All right, Matthew, thank you. You've inspired me. Matt from Topeka, smart man. I kept looking and thinking that isn't right, but I never looked it up. All right, let's take Bill from New Hampshire, line 2. Live free or die, New Hampshire. Bill, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Okay, how are you? You have a great show.
Thank you.
I have two questions.
Go ahead.
I have two questions that I feel should be on TV and everyone should start thinking about. My first question is, what is happening with the Clinton investigation? My second question is, why is it only Republicans are being investigated? Maybe you can answer that.
Well, you said I've got a great show, but is this the first time you've ever watched it? Are you a first-time viewer?
No, I've been watching it all along. This is the first time I tried calling you.
Okay.
I tried to call a couple other stations, but I couldn't get through.
Yeah, but the reason I ask that is I've mentioned this many times, and maybe you just weren't tuned in at the very moment I mentioned it or the very show I mentioned it, but I've said 20 times over the last year, how is it possible that when a Democrat's in charge, Obama, Republicans are being investigated left and right and being attacked by the government, like me with the IRS being attacked, right? But when a Republican's president, it's still Republicans being investigated, and it's still government agencies going after Republicans. How is that possible? So what you just said is what I ask all the time. And the answer is because the government is rotten to the core. Trump's not in charge of the government. Trump's the head of the government, but there's all these government agencies and all these government employees and all these government agency heads that are all, they're not beholden to Trump. They're beholden to Obama. They're beholden to the Democratic Party. They're beholden to the Democratic Socialist Party. They're a bunch of commies. Joe McCarthy had it right. He just had it in the wrong decade. He was probably wrong in the 1950s part of the time. Not for everyone. There were some communists then, too. But he was a little bit over the top. And I think he was too over the top in the way he went after people. But today, Joe McCarthy's right. Our government is littered with communists, Marxists, and socialists. Look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They all admit they're socialists. They admit that they want universal income, free welfare for everyone, whether you work or not. They're all outright communists. And when you ask them in studies, almost every Democrat says they like socialism over capitalism. Little lesson for you. Socialism is the economic system of communism. There's no difference between socialism and communism. Communism is a political party, basically, a political belief, a political system. Socialism is the economic system of communism. Every communist country is a socialist economy. And they all brag they're socialists, which means they're communists. And in the 21st century, 100 million souls were murdered by communist dictators. Sad commentary, man. They're everywhere. That's why government is bad. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Right back at you.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen, and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow is giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refresh the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of MyPillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
War Now!
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allyn Root, this segment of the show, and this whole show, actually, sponsored by U.S. Gold Bureau. You know this moment where I hold up this beautiful coin. It's heavy. It's solid, it's bold, it's beautiful, it's big, it's silver, baby. It's an ounce of pure silver, brilliant, uncirculated condition, direct from the U.S. Mint, only from U.S. Gold Bureau. Make a phone call now if you've ever thought about owning gold or silver. They're ready to give you a free one. It's worth some big buckos, and it's yours free. Give it to your kids. Give it to your grandkids. Give it to your nieces and nephews. If you don't have kids, give it to all the kids in your classroom if you're a teacher. If you're a cop, give it out to a kid on the street as a gift because it's yours free, and the phone call's free, and the shipping's free. And why do they do all that? Because they know short-term they'll spend a little money. Long-term, they're a class act, U.S. Gold Bureau. The state of Texas hired them to run the Texas Gold Bullion Depository. So in the entire country, there's only one state, Fort Knox, and U.S. Gold Bureau runs it for the state of Texas. If Texas trusts them, you can, and they know long-term they're going to win you over as a customer in most cases. So they give you this gift to start off your relationship, and it's free, and there's no obligation. That's it. Just go get the coin. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Let's take some calls. To end the show, thank God it's Friday, as they say. Although I miss all of you, I would do the show 7 days a week. However, I need a rest, and my voice needs a rest once in a while. So I still love Fridays. I love a weekend where I get to write my Trump book, The Trump Rules. It'll be out for Newsmax in January or February of this coming new year, 2019. The Trump Rules by Wayne Allyn Root. Let's take John in Virginia. John, line one, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you? It's War.
Hey, I'm doing great, Wayne. How about yourself?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Hey, do you remember a few years back, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, when Linda Ronstadt got pulled off the Aladdin stage for expressing her political views during a concert?
And I vaguely remember that. Yeah, I do remember.
The story I heard is when she finished her concert, they met her off the stage with her bags packed, told her never to come back.
And I assume she was a liberal. She made a liberal comment, right?
Absolutely. Well, the point is they told her, they said, we don't want you expressing your political views while you're supposed to be entertaining all the people in our stadium because they paid to watch you play, not to hear your political rants.
Right.
Agreed. I think about the NFL situation the exact same way. You know, it's a business. They're owned by private people for the most part, and they shouldn't be using the private platform where people pay money to see them perform as a political platform.
I agree. Not only that, listen, am I the ultimate conservative and the ultimate conservative warrior and Trump warrior and all that? Of course I am. Would I do this at a business event? Absolutely not. And the proof is that I speak all over the world about business. And unless someone asks me, raise their hand, that is a Q&A session, and ask me about Trump, I never bring up Trump. I never bring up conservatism. I bring up capitalism. I say I think capitalism's good. It's the only system that allows you to have opportunity and mobility. But I never bring up my conservative political beliefs because it might turn off someone in the audience. So I don't. So I'm with you. I agree 100%. Thank you for the call, John. And by the way, oh, just so that no liberal out there could ever say Wayne Root ever hides from any issue, I looked it up online on the break, as I said I would, GDP, gross domestic product, for all of Obama's years. Never was there a year above 3%, first president in the history of America to never come close to achieving that. Horrible record of futility. He was the worst. But he did have one single quarter that was 5.2%. So my fan that called and said, oh, it's impossible. No, he did. It was, I believe, the third quarter of 2014 was 5.2% GDP. I don't remember it. I don't know how it happened without me remembering it. I went back and looked. It showed 5, not 5.2, which means it must have been revised upwards after the fact. But the end result is he had one good quarter in his entire presidency, and that was it. So there's your story from Obama. That tells me that Trump has a chance for some sixes and some 5.8 and some 6.6s, the kind of GDP quarters that Reagan enjoyed, are still on the way. This is only the start, a very early start. So I just wanted to let you all know, I never make this stuff up. If we have time for one more quick call, let's take Carol in Illinois. Carol, line 3, you're on with Wayne Root. Be quick, be tight, show's almost over. Go ahead, Carol.
Oh, hi, Wayne.
Hi.
When you brought up about Obama being... when you were in college with him and that
yes.
he was kind of a ghost. I'm
yes.
from the Chicagoland suburbs here, and I grew up in Chicago. We never heard of him until he became a senator.
Right.
And I don't know where he came from. They said he did some civic stuff in Chicago. I don't know. We used to hear about Jesse all the time, but never heard about Obama.
Right.
And then I heard you say this week sometime that you about the birth certificate.
Well, I never get involved in the birth certificate. All I said was that there are people in Kenya.
I agree with you, though.
Yeah, the leaders of Kenya came out and said in a proclamation that he is the son of Kenya, and he was born there. I didn't say I said it. I didn't say Obama said it. They said it. And then he gave a speech in Kenya, Obama, and he said something about the first American president from Kenya. But that doesn't mean, you know, if you asked him, if you pressed him, I guarantee you he'd have an excuse. He'd say, I meant my lineage, my father is from Kenya. I guarantee you he would say that. So he'll never admit that he said that. So I've always assumed he was born in America, and the problem he's got, the fraud, was at Columbia. I'm telling you, something's wrong with his record at Columbia. That's why it's never been released. He released the birth certificate. He never released his record at Columbia. Something's wrong with it. Anyway, have yourselves a great weekend. I always tell you the truth. I told you about the GDP one quarter under Obama. It happened. Can't ever deny the truth. Matter of fact, if you do, liberals are watching us, right? Conservatives have got to always be honest. Wayne Allred Warnow, have a great weekend. Be safe. God bless.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.